right. Good morning. Welcome to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. Also listening to us on 88.1 WSBR in Lee, Lennox, and Stockbridge. Watching us on the PCTV Select app and on channel 1301 on your cable dial. I'm Sean Sayre here this morning with you. It's a Thursday, March 5th, and kind of a quiet morning out there right now. I hear we are getting some weather a little later tonight and into tomorrow. Going to be kind of a wild roller coaster ride over the next couple days, getting up into the 50s, I hear, by the end of the weekend. Kind of crazy stuff we're seeing. But it is March, and that's what we see. I've got a great show for you this morning. You will be entertained this morning, I guarantee you, as we're talking about the Rotary Club of Pittsfield and the Rotary Auction coming up later on this month. I have John Peralt and Jim Bronson here from Rotary Club of Pittsfield, and they'll be telling us all kinds of stories about the auction and what they do with Rotary and probably a few other things that you weren't expecting. We'll talk about all of that here this morning. Looking forward to that conversation. First, let's get to our weather forecast and see what we have in store for us today and tomorrow. Here we go.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Winter weather advisory in effect from 5 p.m. this afternoon to noon EST Friday. Today, mostly cloudy. A chance of rain this morning, then rain likely this afternoon. Highs in the lower 40s. East wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of rain 60%. Tonight, freezing rain and sleet. Rain in the evening, then snow after midnight. Snow and sleet accumulation around an inch. Ice accumulation around a tenth of an inch. Cold with lows in the mid-20s. East wind 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation 90%. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
Yeah, definitely some sloppy weather coming in tonight, tomorrow morning. We'll see what they do with the schools tomorrow. I don't know if we're getting a whole bunch of snow out of this, but that ice can make a big difference.
See if the kids do their homework tonight or think they can get it done on the delay tomorrow.
Put the underwear in the freezer now.
Yeah.
And that's what they do, right? Something like that.
Haven't heard that one.
Put the underwear in the freezer and spoons underneath your pillow or something. I don't know. Maybe it's the spoons in the freezer and the underwear underneath
it. I've already learned something new this morning. We just started.
30 seconds into the show, we got a brand new topic. Speaking of weather for just a second, I was out helping, for about 15 years, I've been helping some friends with their sugar bush up in Hinsdale. So we were tapping trees on Monday, and there was snow over my boots still. It was over 18 inches of snow in the woods. We slogged. We don't usually slog. We really slogged to tap 188 taps in.
Yeah, it is that time of the year, isn't it? Late February, early March.
Yeah, a little bit late, actually.
Yeah.
But we got some weather. And
you got to have the time when the temperatures are rising in the day and then cold at night.
Exactly right. You like it above freezing during the day, but not 60, which we're going to see maybe next week for a day or two. But you like it in the 40s and then below freezing at night. Exactly right.
Wow. That's a lot
Thanks for having us this morning, by the way,
absolutely.
Sean.
Jim Bronson, you've been hearing the voice of, if you're listening to us on radio. John Peralt also joining us. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Another, a different hat today. We're in a different hat.
Yeah, a different hat, right. Yeah, and sometimes
it's partly the same hat.
Kind of.
There's pieces
that's true.
Of it.
That is true.
Sometimes one interview begets another interview, and we scattered chatting at the end of the last one, John, when we were coming on for the Humane Society, and said, you know, we got this Rotary auction coming up. Can we talk about that on the air? And I'm like, sure, of course we can.
And I promise you an entertaining guest that
I know,
bring with
and,
me,
and
right?
Here we are.
And regrettably, you got me instead.
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
So, both of you, tell me how you got involved with Rotary.
There you go first,
go
please.
First?
Yeah, go ahead, John.
Well, you know what? I've been in Rotary now well over 20 years.
Wow.
And many years ago, and actually it went back to probably 2004, my local architect who was helping me design and build our Berkshire Humane Society on Barker Road, Don Ferry, was a Rotarian. Hmm. And he starts, come on, John, you got to come to Rotary. This is great for you, you know. You know, you want to get more involved in the community. And so I listened and I went to a couple meetings and I thought, you know what? For me, the wide variety, you know, they help so many different people in so many different areas. And I was able to say, you know what? You know, the food pantry's really big, you know, literacy really big. And some of the other projects that we've worked on, helping Habitat for Humanity and some of these other ones. It just is a way that I think we could give back. Mm-hmm. And it's just, for me, it was the variety of different things I can do to help help more people in our community.
Yeah. How about you, Jim? How did you get involved?
You know, similar to John's path, I've been a community guy for a long time, or trying to be anyway. We can always do more, but for instance, we used to run the Berkshire Craft Beer Festival over there in the Common. That was all for charity. Matt, in fact, the guy whose family owns the Sugar Bush, that's him and I did that event. That was all for food banks and things. We did, but my dad was a Rotarian way back in the day, and I've always wanted to be part of the Rotary Club because I know all the great things it did. My dad talked to me about it. This is back in the late 70s and early 80s, and it took kind of COVID to encourage a career change with me to allow me time to be part of Rotary. I looked into it when we moved here about 20 years ago. And I was hoping to be part of Rotary, but where I was working had a director's meeting every Thursday at noon, and I was a director, and the Rotary meets every Thursday at noon. So it didn't work out really to be part of it. So we did other things, you know, through church and through that, you know, the beer festival for the community, but now being part of Rotary, and I'm the vice president this year. And as you'll soon learn, the guy who was voluntold to take care of the auction, our biggest fundraising event of the year. But Rotary's a fantastic organization, you know, both locally and internationally. And it's just great to be part of it. And we encourage other people, too. If you're interested in, you know, we're not knocking at your door, hey, would you like to be a Rotarian? But we're always looking for some great community-minded folks to join the club. It's a great group of people, and we do great things for you know, our part of the world and the part of the, you know, the bigger part of the world too.
So for people not familiar with Rotary, what it is, what it does, it's a service organization, right? What's it sort of based around? Is it, I think traditionally kind of a business-based service organization. Is that accurate?
Yeah, it goes back to like 1905. Founder Paul Harris was actually originally from Vermont, moved to Chicago, and didn't have that Vermont feel to it. So we got a bunch of business people together, just sit down, talk about each other's businesses, and it sort of grew from there. And today there's thousands of clubs all over the world, and it's primarily business.
I think it's back at the onset of it, it was a bunch of executives got together, and as it grew, I mean, it took unfortunately a long time for them to admit women. The club writ large, that wasn't right away either. It was kind of a men's club for its beginning, but over time it's been, and you now don't have to be like the business owner or the business primary like you had to be then. You can be just, you know, a top manager at the facility or what have you.
Looking to give back. And how long has a Rotary Club been established here in Pittsfield?
We are
just talking about that earlier.
Yeah, a 100-year project was, I think, in 1718. Wow. So we're looking at probably
1718.
2017, 2018.
Oh, thank God. You're not talking about like pre-revolution here.
No. So I think we're about 106, 107, maybe even approaching 108 now, right in around near there. But
it's a lot of roots. A lot of roots in the community here.
Oh, a lot of roots
years.
In the community.
Yeah.
And I was telling you that our president sits for only 1 year. So in all those years, we've rotated one president. I thought it was always, but someone did tell me that there was, I think it was in the 40s or 50s, there was someone that served a two terms. But for the most part, we get a new president every single year at the Pittsfield Rotary Club anyways. Wow.
And that that does get you a lot of sort of new blood coming through, right? There's always someone new who is sort of getting their experience running something and working on it. And it sounds like, as Jim has just mentioned, when you become the vice president, you now run the Rotary auction.
Again?
Yeah, that was a little bonus add to the job this year.
So tell us, that we might as well get right to it. So that Rotary auction is on March 28th.
Mm-hmm.
That's the last Saturday in March.
Yep.
It's happening at Berkshire Hills Country Club this year. It's in the evening, right?
Doors open 4:30.
4:30.
4:30. And so what can we expect for this Rotary auction for people who haven't been to one before?
Mr. Bronson?
Yes, you can expect me there.
Yep.
Probably you too. And actually you're
absolutely.
Gonna be, and you're going to be there with some friends we'll talk
absolutely.
About in a second too. But it's a fantastic event. We are changing it up a little bit this year for those of you who've been before. We're starting a trifle early. We used to start at 5. It's 4:30 now. By the way, one of the things we've moved past dial-up internet. We're pretty proud of that, I think.
No more
AOL. We've put a little website out at PittsfieldRotaryAuction.com. That's a long URL, but you can do it. PittsfieldRotaryAuction.com.
You can Google it if you can't remember
yes,
that.
Yes, you can do that. But PittsfieldRotaryAuction.com, and you'll find our website giving you all the event details. But importantly, it gives you tickets. You can get free tickets right there. They're $50 value tickets. We have some fantastic food, gourmet food that comes with it. There's a cash bar, but gourmet food will be there. We're gonna this year we're going to have some live entertainment at the beginning. The way the show works, Sean, is you come in this year at 4:30. You can do an event, take a look around at the event, kind of a preview, if you will, of the auction items. Then we also have a silent auction for certain items. You'll be able to bid on those. The food will be served. The bar will be open. And we've got our great local musician, Jack Waldheim, going to be playing some tunes for us.
Nice.
Keep us a little entertained. I mean, sometimes it's you just need a little something. And we got read a little something this year to keep it lively at the beginning. It's certainly lively once the auction starts. But that first hour and a half could be a little bit quiet, and you just people walking around eating and taking a look at things. So we're gonna keep the pace a little bit more lively this year with the live entertainment going. 6 o'clock p.m., the live auction starts, and that's just a traditional auction. Here's some and what you'll find at the and I know we have a little time today. Later we'll talk about where all this money goes.
Yeah.
But you'll find terrific items at auction. A lot of restaurant gift certificates for local places, some event tickets, concerts, sporting events. Merchandise. There's all kinds of great things. It's not a rummage sale. You know, it's not one of those things you got dragged to when your kids were little and, oh, look at this. We could use one of these mugs. You know, it's all nice stuff. And in the middle, kind of a halftime show, for lack of a better term, we call it auction within the auction.
Okay. So I want to know about that.
And we don't actually
you were coming for one auction, but you're getting two.
There, yeah, wait,
we got
more.
Bad Bunny's coming.
Oh, come on.
No, he's not. So Bad Bunny, stop it. It's going to be a very entertaining halftime show, but there will not be any corn stocks running around the field that I can tell. But what we do have this year at our auction within the auction is a fantastic. What that is last year we helped raise money for Strong Little Souls, which is a terrific local organization for young kids with cancer.
Right.
And this year we have another terrific organization. So when we kidded Mr. Peralta earlier about dual hats, this year's auction within the auction benefits the fantastic Berkshire Humane Society run by John and company down there. So
excellent.
I think maybe I'll toss it to you for a minute, John, to talk a little bit about how that part affects and what you guys do with the cash you're going to get received.
Oh, this is absolutely fabulous. One of the most important things is this was a surprise to me and that we were chosen. And of course, you know, I'm responsible for my budget. And you're always sweating, making sure you know what it's like, right?
I unfortunately do,
right?
Yes.
And then you have someone come to you with this major gift that says, we're going to do something for you. We're going to raise some funds. Mm. And so like, that money's going to go right
money
back.
Money from heaven, right?
That money's going to go right back into our community. Mostly will probably more than likely be our pet retention programming. Will be the wellness clinic helping people who maybe can't afford to see a veterinarian.
Excellent.
It's going to be going into our pet food bank for those that are in need, especially at this time of year.
Yep.
It's going to go, and there'll be some money put into more and more we're seeing. And I think you and I talked about this last time I was on, Sean. So many animals come into the shelter now that can't get health certificates, which is what I need in order to be able to place that animal into its new loving home.
Right.
And they just need some extra medical attention, extra behavioral help or whatever it may be. So this money is going to go back to not only keeping pets with their families, but hopefully creating some new families as well or growing families as well. So we're really, really excited about this. This is something that is certainly needed, and we're very, very thankful that Rotary chose us.
So amazing to have that go to such a worthy cause and organization, and so many people and their pets will benefit from that. So, Jim, tell us how the auction in an auction actually works. If you're going to be already auctioning things and then you sort of take a little break, how do we do that? What goes on next?
If you've ever listened to NPR, and they stop the program until you call the 800 number and donate some money so we can continue the program. It's kind of like that, wouldn't you say, John? What we do
can
is
hold them hostage for a few minutes.
Exactly. We get up there and we just implore people to open their wallets. I think this year, we'll talk about it today. We're going to be down at John's office right after the show, your show, Sean. And I think they're getting a little video produced for us. We're going to start with a video that we show. There's a couple hundred people attend the event. Again, it's the 28th, the Saturday the 28th at Berkshire Hills. Going to be great food, great
times.
They
typically pack them in there.
We do. We do. And we really, I want to say we're hustling money, but we're imploring you. Come on, who's got $1,000? Who's got $500? Who's got $250? Whatever you can give. I mean, it's obviously if someone gives $1, that's
a dollar that I don't have.
Yes, yeah, it's as welcome and as appreciated as $1,000 or anything in between. So, but the idea is to raise as much money as we can for whatever cause we're helping that year. And obviously, it made us very pleased, internally, to be able to help one of our own. They do such amazing work down there. And it's hard to, we had... Every third Thursday, we have a little evening event for our club members as opposed to our daytime luncheons. And a couple of years ago, we had our Thursday night down at the building, John's building. And it's not always that easy. I mean, there's such a lovely staff and everything, but we had, at that time, I think we just lost one of our cats, and I couldn't even go down to the cat aisle.
Yeah.
Another Rotarian friend of mine, he had recently lost a dog. He couldn't go down toward the dog aisle.
Yep.
And what John and team do over there at Berkshire Humane is it's just incredible. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to go film a promo for the auction after the show. And I think we might get some of your friends to come. I mean, you're going to have some your great two-legged friends helping out at the auction this year. But
absolutely.
I think you might have a few others, right?
We're going to see who's in the building and who would thrive in that type of environment. So we're certainly looking forward to that.
Awesome.
Sean, can I say one more thing? Because Jim did such a great job talking about all these different things that are available at the auction people can bid on. Couldn't do it without our local small businesses, right?
How about it?
So Rotary is a service organization, but Rotary could not produce an auction without our local small businesses.
Yep.
So
definitely the unsung heroes. And
there's no doubt about that. Yep. So I always, every chance I have, saying there's over 1,000 nonprofits, something like that, in the Berkshires, mm-hmm. and we would not be here if it's not for our local small businesses. So please, not only come out to the auction and bid on some great stuff, but shop and stay local whenever possible.
Yeah, you got to support them all through the year, not just the times that you happen to be out shopping. And it's so easy to get on that app and order it from somewhere. Everybody does it. Maybe sometimes make that second thought and say, maybe I could do this just by dropping down and going to a local store.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Big difference. John Perrault and Jim Bronson, my guests here this morning, talking about the Rotary Auction coming up on the 28th of March. That's a Saturday night at the Berkshire Hills Country Club. Doors are opening at 4:30 this year, and sounds like a lot of fun. Got some auction, some silent auction, entertainment, all kinds of good stuff, food. How can you beat this?
I have an idea. Mr. Bronson's got some surprises, too. He's probably going to happen that night. He's not going to let us in on.
I don't know.
He's being quiet over there. There's got to be something else going on there.
Well, it is early.
He's an early
person. Are you an early person?
No. Yeah.
No.
In fact, I do a show every Wednesday night, and the show, I got home last night. I couldn't even find sleep. I got home and dodged the ice to bring the garbage down the driveway. Our driveway's a big, steep hill. Someone's calling you. They're saying, get Bronson off the darn radio. I was up late last night. And then, whenever you have to travel or anything, you wake up. I was up at 5:40 this morning. Say, okay, what time is it? Even though the alarm was set for 6:20. Yeah. So, no. I get up early when I have to, but I usually work into the evening. So,
And I'm the complete opposite.
Are you?
No. Oh.
All morning?
I'm a very, most mornings before I would come here, I'd already been at work.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sort of bending my way into that, having to do this in the mornings now, and I'm just automatically up at 5:30, and I never used to be that way. I was always a night person.
Still smells a little bit like Billy Sturgeon in here.
You think?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I don't know. We're going to talk to the Polish princess and see what she can do about that. Ever come over here.
It's hard to keep Bill Sturgeon off the airwaves, so we're not ever going to be able to do that.
What a great guy he is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, terrific folks. Good legacy.
So, Jim Bronson, tell us, have you done events before now that you're running this Rotary auction this year, or your first time jumping into that? I suspect it's not your first rodeo.
It's not. My previous is kind of you, but I mentioned the beer festivals, but we were able to do those events because that's what I did for nearly 40 years. I was a food and beverage guy, worked in to be a vice president of a large corporation, and but I was here locally. I was running the food and beverage at Jiminy Peak and overseeing a bunch of properties throughout the Northeast. And so used to, the last event I did was during COVID, and I was running the party, the AFC party at the Super Bowl. And they'd asked me to come down. They were hoping it was going to be the Patriots. It was the Chiefs. So instead of the Kraft family, I had the Hunt family. But that's just to say I've done events. That, you know, there's lots and lots of people experienced in the world like I have. But I've just done events most of my life.
What are the biggest challenges of getting a successful event off the ground and making it work?
You know,
right?
You always have promotion. Yeah. Like, check out www.pittsfieldrotaryauction.com, for instance.
Cha-ching.
Promotion. Promotion and awareness. Mm-hmm. And that's the, to start any event, you got to make sure people know the who, what, where, when, why, all of that stuff, which you're helping us with today, which we sure appreciate. And then obviously that, you know, promotion, all your advance work, but then it's production. Making sure that the spaces are great, whatever kind of event you're doing, the space is great. No impediments in the way. Mm-hmm. All the teams are connected. Everyone knows what they're doing, when they're doing it, and how they're doing it. And so you have to do all of that. And when you guys come and see us, we have a pretty good setup there. We've got a great team who runs. We've got a whole computer set up with some young volunteers who will be there. You just give them your credit card. You get a paddle. You're ready to go. It's a very, very slick. All of our volunteers, John thanked our great local business partners, which is terrific and something we always mention as part of this. But we also thank all of our volunteers, and most of them are Rotarians, but not all of them. There's Rotarians who get helpers. I mean, John's going to have some of his kind folks from Berkshire Humane will be up assisting and at the event. And then we have other people, people who volunteer from different companies will help. They'll man the desk, and the process is so easy. It's the easiest. It's a really well done thing, and that's because of all of our group. It's never, and by the last thing about events, it's never ever about one person.
Right.
You know, it's always your team. Like, everything is team, and nothing, as John said, nothing works without our small businesses. 100% true, and none of this happens without a great team.
How many people on the team to make this happen, both before the event and then also the day of?
It's probably 5 or 6 that work really hard before, and then there's probably 20, 25 involved the week of and day of.
But we've got a club of about 60 people, and all club members are asked to grab items.
And fair to say, this is the biggest thing that your club does throughout the year. I mean, as far as
fundraiser,
big fundraiser event.
And
it seems like every nonprofit will have one thing like that, like their marquee event that they do, or something like that. And I think a lot of nonprofits struggle with the idea of, do we put a whole bunch of time and a whole bunch of effort into, an event, some kind of a gala or a fundraiser or something.
Well, what's
like
interesting
this, right?
You say that, and what's nice about a club like the Rotary Club is everybody in some way or another is a business person. So, and they're all used to taking risks or getting out there and doing things, because in business you have to. So most everybody's used to, it takes money to make money, that old saying. If I could throw a little plug for us on one other thing we're going to do this year, we'll publicly announce this. It's been publicly announced one other time, but maybe not to the audience the size of this one, is we're going to take over the Park of Honor this year in Park Square, and probably for many years after that, which, that was missed last year. Unfortunately, the Kiwanis Club has disbanded, and they were the folks handling that previously. A couple of their members, I think, are going to give us some a little bit of guidance on that. But I've worked with Jim McGrath over at City Hall, and they're very happy to have us do it.
A couple of years ago, I think I interviewed some of the Kiwanis folks on that event, and they did a fantastic job.
They did,
right?
Yeah. And we'll do something similar to what we're doing now. We'll make a little website. I think the one thing they when I was speaking with them, they did everything on paper, which they did a terrific job. I mean, nothing wrong with paper, but it's a little harder to spread the word that way. Yeah. You know, we'll do this. We'll do another little website. Sign up for your veteran, and that will be also another new fundraiser for the Rotary. But what we'll do with that, we haven't fully decided on that one yet. But we know it'll be related to, whether they become scholarships for veterans or veterans' kids. It'll be something around that project. But we're gonna bring the Park of Honor back to life this year, and we're pretty excited.
Very cool. We were
talking before about what you do, as presidents and things, and it's only 1 year term. And I guess I listened to some of my predecessors talking about, I wish I had more time, like you just said earlier, to get things done. So I guess I'm a little fortunate as the incoming president. We've already sort of set up our thing that we're going to do during my presidency. I hope, you know, if everything goes as planned, is going to be that project, you know, in addition to our annual auction, which you can find more details at. Go give them the website address.
Pittsfield Rotary Auction.com. Org, right?
Oh, no, not dot com.
It's a dot com.
We are not letting him be our spokesman anymore, folks.
All right,
I'm done. You better stay over there with Berkshire Humane. Pittsfield Rotary Auction .com.
Well, it's funny, just Jim, you mentioned how, you know, the Park of Honor had been done on paper and things like that. And I do think that a lot of organizations have that sort of engine that turns, right? That they do things that have been handed down to them from the last group. And whatever was successful, they would keep doing. And I remember working for an organization like that one time when I wanted to come in and do something new and add some computerization and thing. Wasn't here.
But I'm saying you're putting the brakes on? Well, they put the brakes on you?
Oh, yeah, no, because you know, there was that, you know, a little bit of resistance to that because, hey, we got a system that works. This has been working for 20 years. We know what we're doing. Don't try and change things, right? And that's always hard, but there are times when it needs to be changed and when you need to modernize for, you know, what's happening now and how, you know, you mentioned you got some younger folks coming in to work some of the computerization of the auction, and right, I couldn't imagine trying to do the auction on paper, for example.
Oh, it'd be very difficult. You'd probably get your stuff next week or, you know, let us know where we can get you your stuff because it would take forever or you'd be waiting in line forever. Mm-hmm. I mean, they come right up. It's already set. Here's your bag of goodies and, you know, here's your bill. Sign the credit card and everything else.
Yeah, the Humane Society did auctions for years and we originally started out with paper. And we could move people pretty quick, but not like we could once we computerized everything. Yeah. And there was a lot of resilience of, oh, we can't go to computer.
Resistance.
We got this down. We know what's going on. I'm like, no.
Well, Sean, it's funny. You sounded like you were listening to our board meeting.
Oh.
Because, you know, I said, guys, what I'd like to be doing is this. And then there's, a couple of folks, like you said, it's always worked this way. And
normal.
One of the folks said, you know, we're all old and Jim is trying to modernize us. And nobody's that old. We're all in our 50s and 60s, most of us. But they said, yeah, you know, whatever, if you think. And one thing I want to tell you, which is so, I think it's so cool. The template I used to build the website is, we look like we're Ticketmaster or something. It's so cool because when you go to the website, you go right to get your tickets. And it will give you the tickets are complimentary. They're $50 value. Mm-hmm. But you're listening to us. You go to that website. The tickets are free. Mm-hmm. But it makes it feel like you just got a ticket to the big concert or to the NFL, you know, to watch the Patriots win again. It'll give you it brings you down, add to your calendar. It's just like you got when you buy tickets to any event. Our interface is exactly the same thing. You download them to your phone and emails you. Here's a copy of your ticket. You know, it's got the QR code on it and everything else.
Pretty nice.
It's really slick, and it's so easy. Go out there, give us your email, name and email, and how many tickets you want. Boom, there they are. That quick.
High-tech stuff there for the Rotary Auction this year. And go to that. I believe it's PittsfieldRotary.com.
Okay.
Did I get it right?
.com.
No.
PittsfieldRotaryAuction.com.
I'm not letting either one of you give our URL anymore.
PittsfieldRotaryAuction.com.
Gosh.
John Peralt, Jim Bronson, my guests here this morning on Morning Drive on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, 88.1 WSBR in Lee, Lenox, and Stockbridge. We're reaching that top of the hour time. We'll take our little break here and come back and talk more about the Rotary Auction that's coming up on March 28th at Berkshire Hills Country Club, and also to talk about, okay, you're going to the auction and you're donating and you're buying items and you're promoting. Where is that money going? What kind of good is that doing in the community? We haven't talked about that at all. We'll do that in the second half. So let's come back just after our top of the hour break. Stick with us here on Morning Drive. We'll be returning in just a moment. Stick around.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR-FM.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
Hi, this is Sean Sayre, Executive Director of PCTV. When Taconic High School was demolished, we could have lost this radio station. Instead, PCTV stepped in, built a new studio and transmitter, and gave the station new life. And now it's time to pay that back. Support this station today. Go to WTBRFM.com and click the donate button. You won't be sorry. Pittsfield Community Radio thanks you for your support.
The Berkshire Coalition for Suicide Prevention recognizes that everyone has a role at saving lives. Through ongoing discussion and education, we may be able to recognize the warning signs and understand how to confidently address the subject of suicide in order to save lives. It takes just one person to offer hope and save a life. Contact the Berkshire Coalition for Suicide Prevention at berkshirecoalition.org for more information.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Larry Cracker here on WTBR, and I want to tell you about my show, Nothing But Old 45s. I have an absolute blast playing my records here on WTBR for 2 hours every Monday morning, and I'll crank out the best of top 40 oldies and classic rock Mondays here on WTBR, the home of Nothing But Old 45 since 2014. Nothing But Old 45s, Mondays from 10 a.m. until noon, here on 89.7 WTBR-FM for the love of radio.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms. Customized solutions available. Online at Sandrini.com.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back. WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, welcome back to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. Also listening to us on 88.1 WSBR in Lee, Lennox, Stockbridge on the PCTV Select app and on channel 1301 Access Pittsfield on the cable dial. Thanks for being here this morning and listening and watching the show. We always appreciate it. It's Thursday, March 5th, and we have John Peralt and Jim Bronson from the Rotary Club of Pittsfield talking about their 36th annual Pittsfield Rotary Auction happening on March 28th. That's a Saturday night at Berkshire Hills Country Club. Doors are opening at 4:30 that night, and we're talking about that event and what you can expect when you go, and also the kinds of things that you'll be doing when you go and support this auction. So we'll talk about that here in the second half of the show. First, let's get one more listen to the weather forecast from the National Weather Service and see we do have some funky weather coming in and then going out and getting some kind of weird springtime look for a moment. And, you know, you'll be fooled for about a day or two and then it'll be winter again. But here we go. Here's the forecast.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Winter weather advisory in effect from 5 p.m. this afternoon to noon EST Friday. Today, mostly cloudy. A chance of rain this morning, then rain likely this afternoon. Highs in the lower 40s. East wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of rain 60%. Tonight, freezing rain and sleet. Rain in the evening, then snow after midnight. Snow and sleet accumulation around an inch. Ice accumulation around a tenth of an inch. Cold with lows in the mid-20s. East wind 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation 90%. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
Yeah, and if you're going out this morning, do watch out for some of that black ice. That is this time of the season, this time of the year as well, where we get the melting during the day and then the freezing at night. So you get out there in the morning and you are going to see some slick patches. I noticed even my truck was slipping out a little bit.
Mine did the same
thing. Did you get that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would have to say, also, I think we all drive... No, I think Jim drives a big truck. You got a Tacoma,
yeah,
right?
I
got a Tacoma.
Yeah.
You drive a bigger truck.
Big Ram, baby.
Big Ram. But driving over here today, I saw two people fall.
Oh, no.
Both on the sidewalk. Right? So that was a great reminder.
Did you
reminder.
Stop and laugh at them? Or?
I did not. One was, I think, someone getting ready to go to PHS and got up and was sort of laughing, got up quick. Well, if I took this bill, she had, I'd still be on the ground. Yeah. And the other one was in the midst of getting up.
I think there's a certain age at which you can laugh after falling and then getting up. And then I don't know what that age is. It's probably different for everybody. And you're no longer
I'll
laughing.
Say, regrettably, I think we're all past it. Whatever age it is.
I would still be on the ground right now. So
probably not laughing, but saying a little something different, probably, I would think. Right?
Yes, maybe some choice words. Like, yes, my, indeed. How unfortunate.
Yeah. Or something very close, yes.
Very close.
So here we are talking about the Rotary auction coming up on the 28th of this month of March. We're only at the beginning of March now, but put that in your calendar, I would say. Make sure you get that in there right now so that you don't go anywhere else that day, right? And you're not going to sell out of these tickets, though, right? You're going to get as many people as you can get in there.
Many.
We'll see.
You want to get them early, though.
Yeah,
you want to
we'll
get
see.
Your tickets early.
Because it's online this year, it could be. We have printed tickets, but our the way we used to do it was you had to know a Rotarian, or you would, like, you know, some people have them at their, I have a retail business, and they're on the counter, tickets are on the counter there, and other places do that. But a lot of the tickets, at least, were obtained because you knew somebody. Now, if you were there last year, we mail you tickets. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like it's a secret club. but the distribution previously was that. It was either through some businesses or through somebody you knew who handed them out. And we try hard to give them out. It's not like we're trying to limit tickets. But sure. I did, on the online tickets, I put a limit on them so that we can... I can change the limit, but I put a limit of 500 tickets on it just because, you know, because I think of what's happening with John's organization, which is so important and so popular, rightly so. Unless there's another one of our 2026 blizzards, I think we're going to be very busy that night because of we always have a good crowd and you guys are very well known and because of what you do. So
you'd like
I
to
think
maybe by the 28th we'd be done with the blizzard stuff.
I'm not sure.
No,
I mean, after the 15th, it looks like it's going to get cold again and a couple of snow chances. I was looking at some long-range weather the other day, so we'll see.
But it's as easy as PittsfieldRotaryAuction.com.
We do it nice because we do it twice or three times in your case.
PittsfieldRotaryAuction.com.
You're back on the payroll.
No, I'm back on.
He's right now working a probationary period. We'll see if we can do that again.
You know what? I screwed up the first time. You know what that means? Today's Thursday.
$5
now. No. Fines at Rotary are not $5 anymore, right?
Well, they're arbitrary. You can pick. You can pick what you want.
But they may sneer
at you if it's not enough.
But. Yeah. Yeah.
I hear that. So auction happening, and so let's talk about all the benefits, all the things that the money that you're going to raise, which is hopefully a great sum, will go to. We talked about the auction within the auction specifically for the. Berkshire Humane Society, which is a great option, but the other things that the Rotary will do throughout the year, let's talk about that. I think scholarships is one of the big things,
right? We give out a lot of scholarships every single year, and it's getting to be that season. So, and it's amazing what these kids get these scholarships, the things that they do. The future is bright when you look at the kids that are getting these scholarships, and they come in and they talk about their volunteer efforts and everything, and. So, and
are you raising money for those scholarships for this school year, or are you sort of continually raising money so that you'll have a pot of money to give those scholarships?
We're always
every
raising
year.
Money, yeah. always raising money. And you know what? It doesn't, and we can stick on the scholarships for a minute. It's not just for those kids that normally get scholarships. Mm-hmm. We have quite a few scholarships for kids that it's because of their situation that they may need help, that they don't have the ability to volunteer like somebody else may do. They may have to work in order to go to school, right? Mm-hmm. Kids that have had some barriers, some doors closed in front of them in the past.
We have a special scholarship for the White House scholarship. Yeah. is for people, not the top 10 in the class. People who aren't the top 10. We help every range of student, which is great. And food. I mean, food programming, too. We give out checks every year to the food banks. Sizable checks, which as you know, it's getting a little bit harder to, the way government funding is in flux, both state and federally. So, but somebody needing dinner tonight is not. We do a lot to help. Collectively, we do a lot to help our local food banks, who themselves do tremendous work.
Yeah,
and you'll see us out in front of Walmart. Super Stop and Shop around Thanksgiving time, where we collect in not only funds, but we collect food and we help. That's a big one. Goes to Salvation Army.
That,
right?
That does. Last couple of years, the funeral director and I have been driving around in one of our trucks and picking up from the schools. We help the Rotary Club does a food drive in all of our schools. And we brought, I think, 4,800 pounds this year, something like that. It was over 2 tons of food we brought over to Salvation Army from our schools. And that was great work by all the students and faculty at the Pittsfield Public Schools, which we sure appreciated that.
So food insecurity is certainly one of our local clubs.
And certainly this year has been an exceptional year of need, right, for that as well. And I know I had a conversation with the folks that run the Thanksgiving Angels back around Thanksgiving time just before. And
we support that.
Well, that's another one that we support.
Nice. And they talked about how, you know, they had never seen the levels at which people were coming in and new people that they hadn't seen before coming through those doors looking for that. So absolutely, you know, critical.
Yep. And then our club has a benevolence committee, right? Mm-hmm. And so we get these funds, a lot of which are collected at the auction. People can apply. Camperships or something else that are our club gives out for, you know, the club, Girls Inc., Gladys Allen Brigham. Mm-hmm. So kids that would really like to go to camp that really can't afford to go to camp, we're able to give these organizations some big funds to help get some more kids in camp that certainly could use it and have them have a great summer as well. So camperships is something we're big on. And one of my favorites is, and believe it or not, Sean, I know your wife's a teacher, we still give out dictionaries. And we've done this for, I don't know how, I've been there 20 years, and I think we've been giving them out 20 plus years that I've been there.
Those are the third grade
dictionaries. And, you know, Alex, our...
Both of my kids got one, I remember.
And you know what?
It meant a lot to them.
It did. Yep. And every year we ask the third grade teachers, you know, with the internet and computers and everything else, are these still valuable? Mm-hmm. And every single year they say, absolutely. So through Pittsfield, Richmond, we're out there every year handing out dictionaries to all third graders. And so that's something. And, you know, Read Across America, a lot of Rotarians will end up in classrooms doing that as well. So literacy is one of our focal areas, not only locally, but internationally as well.
That's amazing. And so I want to ask more about the scholarships, because when you must have a scholarship committee or someone who's looking at the essays or whatever that the kids, students are submitting, what kinds of things does the committee look for when they see those essays, and what are they sort of applying for? Is there a specific category? You know, how do they go about that?
It's really broken up into a couple different areas. So we have student scholarships that we give out for. That's really, you know, their volunteer efforts, their service back to the community plays a huge part in that. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, these kids that win these scholarships, when they have time to sleep, I don't know, because they do that much.
We hear a lot of them. Captain of this team, do this at church, do this, have a part-time job, volunteer at John's Place. They do all these things and go to school, and they're a top five student or something. We do get some fantastic. One thing, like you said, I think we may have not emphasized enough the George Costanza-ish scholarship, right? For the people who aren't that top kid. You haven't figured out how to turn your phone off yet?
I thought I did.
All right, let's go real quick. Tell me the website.
It's PittsfieldRotaryAuction.com. That's PittsfieldRotaryAuction.com.
Almost. We almost had three in a row, but we do. We have the scholarships, of course, folks that are in need. I think that's more than there's always those terrific students who get lots of scholarships.
The frequent flyers,
they get some from us because, like Johnny just said, you can't. My goodness, this person, like he said, when do they sleep? They do so much for their community, for their parents, for their home, in school, on sports, at a job, all these things. And we do have those some of those who aren't quite there, who never seem to get that door opened. And to me, that's one of my favorites. I don't know about you, but
My favorite day to go to Rotary all year.
And how about it, huh?
Is when we give out the Jeff Whitehouse
scholarship.
Yeah. It's amazing, amazing kids that win these scholarships. I also.
What's the Jeff Whitehouse scholarship? Tell me that.
It used to be the Paul Harris scholarship that we would give out, and that's the one that goes to, you know, the kids that have faced a lot of barriers along the way. And Jeff played just a huge part in that. he chaired that specific scholarship for forever. And, you know, he got people on the side to continue helping them along. And when Jeff gave those scholarships, it wasn't just the scholarship. It was support following that as well. And sometimes Jeff would bring some of these kids 4, 5, 6, 8 years later back to talk about what they were doing and how what Rotary did to help them certainly has made them into who they were today. And Jeff just played a huge part in that. So it was about, this is year two now. It'll be, you know, Jeff passed away earlier. So this will be, I think, the first year that we do the White House scholarship without him, I believe.
He had been ill, and he knew that it was named for him. So he got to see those go out under his name for 1 year. Everyone knew that, unfortunately, his time was coming. So we unanimously voted to do that and to honor Jeff. And he was a fabulous guy, a bit of a curmudgeon, but he wanted to be that. At least that was his public face. And privately, he had a heart of gold.
He did.
Absolute heart of gold. And just wanted to come off like this cranky old guy that he really wasn't. It was just the act that he wanted to put out there. But that wasn't him at all. Nice. Terrific fellow.
And also, speaking of which, I co-chair the Dr. John Reynolds Memorial Scholarship as well. And that's for kids going into, you know, life sciences. Looking at animal science it would be certainly a plus, but you could go into any of the life sciences. So we do that as well.
That's a great way to honor Dr. Reynolds as well, right?
Yep. The first year was last year. And so every year now we'll give out a couple scholarships in his name as well.
He was another fabulous Rotarian, and that was another quite a shocking and sad day when we lost the doc.
For sure. John Perrault and Jim Bronson, my guests here this morning. If you're just joining us, I don't know why you're just joining us. You should have been here all along.
Yeah, what were you
on
thinking?
Morning Drive. Yeah, come on. Tune in a little earlier. No, it's great. We're glad you're here and listening to the show, and we're talking about the Rotary Club today and the Rotary Auction, which, if you're just hearing us now, is on March 28th, and that is at 4:30 p.m. at Berkshire Hills Country Club. And there is a website, if you hadn't realized, and it is
PittsfieldRotaryAuction.com. That's PittsfieldRotaryAuction.com.
One more time. Do it.
PittsfieldRotaryAuction.com.
All right. Three in a row. We did it.
Three in a row.
Love it.
I'm still being fine today.
We like repetition in radio. That's for sure. The way it works. Good stuff that happens and the scholarships. Jim, you had mentioned about when you're identifying students that might be recipients of the scholarships that you're looking for some level of community service, giving back, and things like that. And in a way, that's very representative also of what you all are doing at Rotary and the service organizations. And I think in recent years, the service organizations have been under a lot of pressure, right? There's, as you mentioned, the Kiwanis Club. I didn't realize that they were sort of wrapping things up, which is hard to hear. And I know
the good news for them is they may be trying to rekindle.
Well, that's great.
I'm not 100% sure what caused their demise, for lack of a better word. It can happen. A couple of people move on or what have you, and there's not enough momentum to keep something going. Yeah.
And I know the Civitan Club, for example, was another one that was a long-serving, long-standing service organization. And
Peter Giftus and Dave Babrisky lost both of those fine people this year, and they were a big part of that.
Yeah.
And they did a lot of great things, too. They had their chili cook-off every year up at Berkshire Hills, or soup cook-off, I think. Yep. I forget what they called it. But
Peter Giftos, a kind of a force of nature there
for many
years.
Zeus.
Right? Yes.
Zeus.
Also one of our former board presidents here at PCTV as well, so long-time member. So what are the big challenges that a service organization like Rotary has right now? Obviously getting fresh blood in, right? New members and keeping that active. How's that?
The myths. You know what? I think the toughest, at least going back a few years, one of the things we were discussing at the board level a few years ago is that the myths, you know, everybody thinks of the Rotary Club, oh, those are guys they meet 52 weeks a year and you got to have like 100% attendance. And oh my God, you know, I can't make that commitment. And anybody that I've talked to in the past about potentially joining, that was their biggest fear, that they couldn't make the commitment of a weekly meeting and sometimes the luncheons, right? And I think that's where Jim was talking about, you know, upper management has a lot of times the ability to do that. And I think we've flexed a little bit with the third Thursdays.
So tell us about that. What's on the third Thursdays?
An excuse to have a beer, pretty much.
And support our local establishments, John. Yeah. Support our local establishments.
Look, one thing we do every it's called the four-way test. We start every meeting with that. The very first element of that one is it the truth?
Yes.
Okay, so.
Getting harder to know these days, by the way.
Potentially. But I'm afraid it's really about having a beer. Of course, we're supporting our local places. We love that. But it's but what it is, of course, you're supporting whatever saloon. We pick different ones each month and want to go there and do a little food. And sometimes you hang out later on and spend some more money. But it's really about, not that our meetings are that formal. Mm-hmm. In fact, when we do we do internal fundraising every week called Fines. And if your kid did great on the on the honors list or in sports or you were on vacation or you don't remember our website or things like that, given 3 to 4 times and you still don't remember it, and give us .orgs and these other things, cause a fine and so we raise internal monies to give back to the community.
If you're not parking straight.
Yes, if you don't park right, like I was fine master for 3 years, so you have to monitor all kinds of things. But that's the reason we do it. But to John's point, it isn't a stuffy formal thing. It's the fines are funny. Mm-hmm. You know, we do them and it gives you entertainment. And we bring, last week we had a representative from the sheriff's office come speak to us. Oftentimes, maybe 15 meetings out of the year. Maybe a few less than that, but maybe 10 anyway. Mm-hmm. We have a guest speaker from the community, from a different organization or a government agency, talks for 10 or 15 minutes about what they're doing, what their group's doing, what their agency's doing, whoever it might be. You have the mayor, you have the DA, you have somebody, a couple of different people from the city, you'll have a business people. Very interesting stuff to further get our connections cemented amongst each other. And what the Rotary is just a great group of people who all believe in giving back to the community, which is why we're all together. And it's great folks. Everyone's there for one thing, to give back to the community. And we, when I joined Rotary, I said, hey, thanks a lot for helping me out with this. And the guy says, what are you talking about? I just handed you a $2,000 bill. I mean, sure, it cost you a few dollars, not a lot, but it cost you a little bit for dues and your fines and things. But that's all worth
lunch.
It. Yeah, and we have lunch every week. So
Mazio's.
At Mazio's for terrific.
So every Thursday at 12 o'clock at Mazio's.
Yeah, yes. It goes from about 12 to 1:15 latest.
And then the third Thursday, and it gives us an opportunity to maybe potentially bring a potential guest on a third Thursday where get to meet a couple people without that type of...
Yeah, it's not as formal.
It's not as structured as you think. Mm-hmm. But we do get everybody out by 10 after 1, we're out walking out the door going back to work.
And the third Thursday, is that an evening thing or is that a day thing too?
No, it's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
Yep.
So after
a little bit,
after
a little bit more flexibility there for people that can't, struggle sometimes with the noontime meetings.
Yeah, we were at Methuselah last month, month before that, we were up at the A. We go to Patrick's. We go to everybody in Pittsfield.
Sideline Saloon.
Sideline, of course. definitely sidelines. For the sideline shrimp, nothing like it.
Yep.
We'll go sideline ship or what do they call those things? The cheese puffs.
Cheese curls,
yep. That's the Jeff Whitehouse's sideline shrimp.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, we'll sneak out of town and stop at Antimony. But mostly, it's supporting our Pittsfield places. Sometimes, at 5 o'clock on a Thursday, they can't get 20 people in there, so we have to go somewhere where it's easier to get in. But it's a great thing. And I know we're coming up on our time. Sean, thank you so much for having us today. But, John, I want to give you one more Sea Redemption. What's our website here?
Our website is PittsfieldRotaryAuction.com. I said that
with alliteration, with even beautiful alliteration. I love it.
When we do our radiothon here for that entire day, the week before Thanksgiving, we've got that number and the website printed and plastered everywhere.
You can just look at it.
You just have to do that,
right?
But
well, if someone goes to that website, you will see the details. Some pictures, you see some of what we do at Rotary. We made it a fairly simple website. I mean, it's not hard to navigate. You're going to go right to get your tickets. There's about 4 or 5 tabs. Press here for your ticket. And all you do is enter your email, name and email. I don't even know if we ask for a phone number, but we ask just those quick things. How many tickets do you want? Mm-hmm. In seconds, you have them. They come downloaded to your phone. They also come in your email. And you'll walk in, some very friendly people will greet you when you come up to Berkshire Hills Country Club at 4:30 on the 28th of this month. They'll say welcome. You'll see a whole bunch of people with Rotary shirts on. You'll see at least as many people, I'm certain, with Berkshire Humane Society shirts on. We will be there. There's just food at offer, terrific food. We did the menu the other day. Some terrific grazing stations will be available.
And remember, that's his forte.
Yep, that was a food and beverage guy for decades.
We're going to get some great food.
Is that with Kespar. Berkshire Culinary Group?
Of course it is, yes.
Who's that again?
Berkshire Culinary Group. Yes, I happen to have an affiliation with that company as well. But that worked out well.
Tell us also what some of the items might be and sort of the categories of stuff when people walk in and they say, what am I going to be bidding on when I get there?
Well, I know one thing I have to bid on. Well, I was successful winning two different Red Sox games tickets last year, and my youngest daughters informed me, Dad, we are going to get those again, right? So $1,500 later, she and I got to see
it. Which is probably a bargain.
It was because we had four seats. Four of those tickets were for my whole family of four. We were up in a box watching the Yankees game, and we beat the Yankees. And
Game tickets are hard to get.
Yeah, and that was a fantastic. We're up in the club level, and then we sat about 20 rows behind home plate, just my youngest and myself, to watch the Tigers game, and that was her first trip to Fenway, and she absolutely loved it. But so you'll find event tickets, whether it's a concert, a sporting event, a vacation stay somewhere, an Airbnb rental.
There is admission.
Mm-hmm. There's booze to buy and booze to win.
Right. There will be
but you can buy from the bar.
You buy from the bar.
There will be event tickets. There's merchandise of different styles. There's always some hand tools. There will be some. Who knows what, you know what? There might be a photocopier.
Some artwork.
There's artwork, hand tools, a lot of restaurant certificates. Again, a huge shout out to all of our businesses that support this. It wouldn't be there without it. We'll get home improvement gift certificates. We'll get restaurant certificates, club membership type things. I know this year some friends of mine, like, there's going to be some Celtics tickets for early in April that you have to win early.
Nice.
Some friends of mine donated that. These very same friends, with a shout out to the Paranek family, also donated a couple of hours on one of their U-Drive boats on Lake Bontusic. That's a new one for this year. And other things.
That's awesome.
It's a lot of experiential stuff, and there's, like I said, merchandise, artwork, events. It's terrific, and every penny goes back. There's zero paid people at the Rotary Club. Everything, you know, we're all volunteers. It all goes right back to our community. One thing, real quick, if you drive down in the summer when it's not 80 below zero like it's been all year, you're driving out in West Hoosie, and you see the spray park there. That was done through the Rotary.
That was our 100-year project. Or Springside Park as well, our bottomless playground.
Yeah, sure. So it stays right here.
And you said the splash pad, too?
Yes, out there on the park in West Housatonic there. And those are the visible things you see. A lot of them are invisible. You don't really see the scholarship money or necessarily the monies that we help with the food banks, but it's impactful. Everything the Rotary does is positively impactful for our community and our world, our larger world.
And the other thing people should be aware of is that our club also has a foundation. So we have a separate arm as a foundation. So you could make a donation, tax deductible, 501c3, our Pittsfield Rotary Foundation. You can make a gift there as well.
And what does the foundation allow you to do?
Really, we look at grants that go mostly brick and mortar. So someone's got a project going on, they could certainly talk to our foundation to see if that's something they may qualify for.
For instance, I was honored to be part of the homeless shelter we built on Fenn Street, and the foundation helped us, which, through ServiceNet, that's my church, is where we did that. So I was kind of a lead guy in the project, a liaison guy with the government and the building and that kind of thing as we did that project. And the Rotary was a big part of helping with our foundation, helping provide some funds to make that project go.
Yep. So you're doing a lot of good.
Rising, we just gave some money for their project they're working on as well. So if you
go to the Rotary auction on March 28th, Saturday night, 4:30 p.m. It'll still be light out by then, by the way.
It'll be good. Good to see.
You're doing a lot of good by doing that and having a little fun, having some food, getting some socialization, lots of good stuff. Jim Bronson, John Peralt, thank you so much, guys, for being here this morning.
Thank you, Sean.
Hope you have a really great, successful, fun event.
Hope to see you at the auction.
Yeah, I got my tickets, so I'm good to go.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having us today.
All right. And everybody, we'll see you again tomorrow on Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield Community Radio. Take care, everybody.